get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download Bashani Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bashani Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.
Welcome to Situations with Sassy. I am your girl, Sassy Scribe. And again, I want to thank you for continuing to stream, download, like, comment, and share Situations with Sassy here on Bashani Radio New York City and worldwide on all of the podcasting platforms. Don't forget to download the new and improved Bashani Radio app on your iTunes or Google Play Store. It's more user-friendly, allows you to scroll and hit the icons of the podcast that you want to listen to, as well as share that podcast. It will automatically remind you, although you should already know since you're listening to Situations with Sassy. But if you're not, if this is your first time, welcome, welcome, welcome. You're part of Sassy's tribe. Sassy's tribe, get it? And it will remind you when my next show will drop, which is each and every Monday, 12 p.m. East time. So download it. You won't be disappointed. As you know or may not know, I focus on love, sex, and dating. I like to call it LSD. However, I also discuss items that or issues directly related to the African-American community as a whole regarding the political issues, the climate, the health, and the wellness, the beauty, the fashion, the writing, the politics, as well as any other hot trending topics that may or may not be directly related to relationships. And more often than not, I take a lot of these subjects they rip from the headlines. Some of them are ripped from the headlines of my personal life. And if you've been listening to Situations with Sassy over the years, you understand and recognize that I share a lot of my personal life, the lives and relationships in some situations of what's going on in the lives of my friends, my circle, and what I see on social media. I love, absolutely love doing this podcast. And I know sometimes I give you a show, it's flat. You can tell that my spirit isn't up and that my mind really isn't there. And I'm doing my best. I know that's happened over the last few months. It's been a little erratic. I've been a little all over the place with some of my topics. But when the spirit comes to me and tells me this is what I need to talk about, you understand it. You can feel the passion in it when I speak of it. And today really and truly is no different. I want you to understand the goal of Situations with Sassy is not to tell women how to get or keep a man. The goal of Situations with Sassy is to get us as women to own our shit, to be accountable for our actions. When things happen, when we make a mess, when we create a mess, we're in a relationship, we're 50% of that mess. And I tell people all the time, people that meet me and people don't understand me. You can go back into the archives back when I was on Blog Talk Radio. You can see the growth, not only of Sassy, but you see the growth of Sandra over time. And I am a much better version of myself now than I was then. And any man that meets me is meeting a different, a kinder, more gentler, Sassy, a little softer Sandra. The Sassy is just a sum of my parts, but she's here. She's within me. She's embedded deep in my DNA and my genetics. And I had to learn how to own my shit. It's one of the reasons why I started doing Situations with Sassy, or real, started out as Real Talk with Sassy Scribe. It's one of the things that I had to learn how to do for myself. I didn't seek therapy. I had to teach myself. I did do therapy later, but I had to teach myself how to own my shit, how to put my big girl panties on and have those difficult conversations that I really and truly to this day really don't like to have, but they get easier the more I have them. I can't get upset and mad when a relationship doesn't work. It's not always his fault. I have to understand that and own, again, I have to own my shit. So situations with Sassy wants to bridge the communication gap, especially between black men and women, because it's so severely broken. And it really doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be, but we need to communicate. And we can't communicate, sis, listen to me. We can't communicate properly just with a text situationship. And some of you sisters are allowing men to date you strictly through text. He's investing nothing in you and vice versa, but conversation. And yet you feel beholden to an inbox relationship, a DM relationship, a FaceTime relationship, or a Duo for those of us that are Android users that have Duo, or it could be Marco Polo or Uvo or any of these other, the WhatsApp, any app that allows you to do a face-to-face. That's not a relationship, sweetie. It's not. It's the phases that I talked about last week. And a lot of women are allowing themselves to get bogged down in that. Cutting everyone off because you're talking to this one individual. That's not the goal of situations with Sassy. I want you to be accountable for your shit. And the only way that you're going to be able to do that is to write down your mess. Figure out what went wrong and what went right. What's the good that happened? What's the bad that happened? And what was your part, in that demise or the success of the relationship? Because you are 50% of the equation. That's the goal of situations with Sassy. And I had to put that out there because I've been getting inboxes, you know, from people wanting to know what was the goal of the show. And that's the goal. And to those people, you obviously haven't listened to all of my shows because I'm in season 20. I do 4 seasons a year. I do 12 episodes a season. So you've obviously haven't listened. You can go back and go to Blog Talk Radio, as I said, and you can check my progress from when I started at Blog Talk with Real Talk with Sassy Scribe, and then I added Delight as a co-host. Then I moved into Get in the Know with Sandra, telling women what they want to know, but were too afraid to ask. And now I'm with situations with Sassy. So you can see the growth that I've gone through just as a podcaster, but more importantly, on a personal level. So when men enter into my life, I understand the love language that they need to speak to. I understand what makes me happy, what I'm going to allow, and what I'm not going to allow. And we as women tend to fear that, well, if I say this, then he may not talk to me again. Okay, so what? So what if he doesn't talk to you again? He doesn't talk to you again. I'm an advocate and a proponent for women talking to multiple people at a time. That does not mean that you need to have sex with all of those people. If you want to, do you, you're grown. But I am a proponent, especially if you are dating online. I am a huge proponent of women talking to more than one person at a time. And a perfect example is I talked to this person a while back and they said that they were, you know, and we were discussing things through a dating app. And of course, the question comes up, when is your last relationship? Or have you met anyone on the site? How is the site treating you, basically, is a general question that I ask across the board. It's an easy question, easy to remember. Literally, save it to your clipboard. You can cut and paste it into these apps. And they said 3 weeks. And I'm like, well, was it 3 weeks? Did the relationship last 3 weeks? Was it 3 weeks ago? Like, I was a little confused. So I asked for clarification in the same way. And they said that the relationship only lasted for 3 weeks. And in my mind, that's not even a relationship. You met on a dating app and you were dating for 3 weeks and it didn't work. No, you were getting to know a person. And then once you got to know them, you didn't like them. That's not necessarily a relationship, at least not in Sassy's eyes. Now, you guys can email me and you can tweet me or you can send me a message on at Sassy Scribe. Anywhere, you can email me at sassyscribe@gmail.com or shemediagroup@gmail.com if you understand what it is that I'm saying. But 3 weeks is not a relationship. It's nothing but conversation. But he was legit in his mind thinking that he was in a relationship, and I guess he was in his mind, that he was in a relationship with this person for 3 weeks, and that's not a relationship. Again, it's stages, it's levels. 3 weeks, he was still at the talking stage, but didn't realize it. But then I had to ask him, how does he date? Because I straight out told him, I talk to multiple people. And he was like, no, I did that when I was young. I said, which is why now you got to start over. If you had been talking to a couple other people, you could shift your focus. But you focused on that one. And now you got to start over again with the conversations, with the questions, with the idiosyncrasies of these individuals, the quirks of these personalities. And yes, the shit gets tiresome. It gets tiresome. However, it doesn't get tiresome if you're talking to multiple people. Well, kind of does, but still. But today, like I said, I was talking to a relative and I was telling them, you know, we were out, we were barbecuing, we were having a good time, we were celebrating because this past week, this time last year, my father was in the hospital on Father's Day of last year and he didn't come home until this weekend, July 3rd of 2020. And my family has been very great. My father would have been 83 on June 30th of this year. So just this past week leading up to the holidays and everything that's going on has been like a mixed bag of emotions, not just for me, but for my entire family. So my family is if you hear me talk about the Harris family all the time, but I don't want to leave my mother's side of the family, the Coates, out. I don't want to leave them out either. But they really rallied around us because they know that this continues to be tough for us. My father was the patriarch. He was the glue. And being a daddy's girl is really, really hard as I get older. And they keep remembering the words and the things that he has taught us and as girls. And one of the things that I remember him saying is that as great as we are, these Harris men, that the things that they do, he wonders if they have done us a disservice because of the expectations that we have nowadays with certain men and men being able to do the things that they did. And it makes me think because daddy was the best man I ever known outside of, you know, his father and brothers and my brothers. I mean, I even look at my cousins on my father's side of the family and the things that they do. It's tough. It's tough getting into with the Harris family because we do a lot. We know a lot about a little bit of everything. You can ask anybody in the family a question and they'll be able to answer it at length. And if they don't know, they'll try and figure it out. And if you guys hear anything in the background, this is 4th of July weekend. So everybody in the neighborhood is firing off firecrackers. If it's been going on since Memorial Day. I happen to love firecrackers. My neighbors go crazy. Their pets are going crazy. But I absolutely happen to love it. So if you hear anything in the background, any other noise, that's what you're hearing. You're hearing the fireworks. But my cousin was asking me over the weekend, she was like, well, do you have to talk about relationships? Because I said, listen, I got to get ready to go. It's getting late. I hadn't recorded a show. And I needed to figure out what I was going to talk about. And thank God, and I love him, because I told her, I said, well, it's a couple of trending topics that I definitely want to touch on. And that's exactly what she was going to suggest.
So the first trending topic was the release of Bill Cosby from prison. Now, I'm conflicted by this. On the one hand, I don't think that he should have been released because he did what he did. He raped these women, he drugged them, and then molested them, and that's rape. Period, end of story. On the other hand, on the justice side of it, the city of Philadelphia just effed up. As they say, what did they say? They screwed the pooch on this one. He had 60 women accuse him. And he made an agreement with the district attorney of Pennsylvania that if he agreed to speak freely about what he did in a civil case, then they wouldn't come back and try and prosecute him in a criminal case. And that is exactly what they did. So after 3 years of being in jail, at the age of 83 years old, and the entire time that he was locked up, he absolutely refused any treatment related to being a sexual predator, because in his mind, he's innocent. But anytime you drug a woman and take the coochie without permission, it's rape. They want to use the word molestation. I don't like molestation. Molestation to me is for children. Rape, sexual assault. That's what he did. And what does that say about a man? What does that say about a wealthy man who could have bought coochie 10 times over? What does that say about the mindset that in order for you to get the coochie, you got to put some shit in their drinks or their food to make them amenable to your advances? With what? Again, I say I'm conflicted because I've been sexually assaulted, not molested, sexually assaulted. And I had the strength of mind never to put myself in the presence of that individual alone ever again. I understood and I recognized that. But he's out. His accusers in the world are feeling some kind of way. But now he can't be prosecuted again because it would be double jeopardy. It would be double jeopardy if he was to be prosecuted again. But it says a lot. Because he was he was a big win for the Me Too movement. 60 women. All of them can't be wrong. But 60 women. And on technicality, a violation of his, rights or whatever. They vacated his aggravated assault conviction. On a technicality, he got out of jail. 60 women accused him of groping and sexual assault and rape as far back as the 60s. And we're in 2021. He got convicted in 2018. And the Me Too movement brought everybody out of the woodwork. But that district attorney gave him that deal. And that deal violated his rights. And they said they wouldn't use what he said in a civil court against him criminally. And they did. And the Supreme Court in Pennsylvania overturned it. Hot topic number one. Now, hot topic number two, and I don't have a lot of time, but I'm going to talk until I'm done. Hot topic number two is the read heard round the world. If y'all don't know what I'm talking about how Miss Tabitha Brown, who is an amazing spirit, if you've ever listened to her, her and her husband are currently on Oprah Winfrey's network. They're on the Black Love series. A lot of you may not watch it, but the OWN network has a lot of great black programming, and this is one of them. And it's Black Love, and you got black celebrity couples and non-celebrity couples talking about their love life, how they met, how they fell in love, how they stayed in love, how they stayed together despite the struggles that they've had monetarily, health-wise, all of the different things that people and go through, just life happening. And you see these beautiful people remain faithful and committed to each other. Even the ones that weren't initially faithful. You saw how they were able to overcome that and build and be and stay connected and be stronger than ever. You see that. Black love. You don't see it celebrated. What you hear on TV is that black couples don't stay together. Is that black people don't get married. Black men don't want to marry. The majority of black men in my family on both sides are married and have been for 20 plus years to the same woman. Some are on their second marriages, but they have the ability to commit. It's only a few that aren't married. But the women on both sides, it's a lot of us that aren't married. There's a lot of broken engagements. Never make it to the altar. Now I've given back two rings. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. What can you do? But they want you to believe that marriage isn't lauded and revered in the African-American community. They want you to have this, they want to normalize single households, single parents, and the single black woman being the head of the household. They don't want to bring that happiness and that love aspect to it. So if you haven't seen it, you got to check it out, but I got like 8 minutes left. So Tabitha Brown was getting all of these messages and people were IMing her and people were DMing her. So apparently, you know, Miss Wendy Williams, you know what her show is about. It's celebrity gossip. It's hot topics. It's, you know, I do a segment here and I do segments. We do a segment on our Women Talk Live TV talk show. It's what people want to hear and it's what people want to talk about. And this is what we have to do. You know, we may not like talking about it, but this one in particular, I'm a little giddy about it. I'm a little giddy about it. And don't get me wrong, I felt a little bad for Wendy and the things that she was going through when she passed out on TV and all of that stuff. But I think it was the stress of not only the celebrity that she's going through, but it's the stress of being in a marriage that you no longer want to be in. It's the stress of knowing that you've been messy with a lot of people. So now your life is messy and a lot of people are about to get messy with you. You see what I'm saying? And I think that stress, your husband cheating, the baby mom, and the all of the BS that you went through, I think it really took a toll on her. And I felt bad for her when I saw that. But she came for Miss Tabitha Brown. Wrong move. And apparently, Tabitha said that her and her husband have been married for years, and she's currently at a place in her life where she can retire her husband. And her husband is an LAPD police officer. Well, Wendy Williams heard that, and she was talking about Tabitha Brown in her hot topics. And she was like, girl, don't do that. Well, you can't equate what happened in your marriage to what's going to happen in their marriage. And Tabitha Brown, with her beautiful spirit and her beautiful essence, read Wendy Williams. I got to let y'all hear this. You got to hear this. It's about 5 minutes long, but it was a read heard round the world. She didn't curse her, and she did all of this first thing in the morning in her pajamas. But just listen to this, and it'll resonate with you, the one part that I'm going to talk about.
Hello there. Y'all all right? Very good, honey. I was up doing a little work here. That's why I got my pajamas on in my office. And then my phone started going off, like, praising people. It's like, girl, you're Wendy Williams. First of all, Wendy Williams, honey, God bless you. God bless you. Okay? And so people sent me a little clip. And I said, oh, my God, the pain this woman must be in. Wendy, the pain you must be in to feel this way. And I'm so sorry. But listen, let me tell you this. 23 years I've been with my husband. Yes. Broke for a very long time together. Struggled for a very long time together. Succeeded for the last couple of years together, right? My husband took a job in agreement with me. He took a job 15 years ago to help support my dream. And I know you may not know what that looks like in a genuine place, right? But this was an agreement that my husband and I had. And I told him 15 years ago, Ube, in 5 years, I'd be able to take you out of there so then you can pursue one of your dreams that you love. Right now, I was his dog in the fight, okay? And he believed in me. And we did it together for the last 15 years. I did every year with him at LAPD, and he did every year with me with rejection and no's in this entertainment industry, right? However, God has blessed me. He has allowed me to manifest. I've been praying on this for a very long time, and it has now come to pass. That is the power of God. It's also the power of allowing God to be first in your marriage, okay? And that is how it remains successful. We keep him first. He is first in our marriage. Not money, not business, not success, but God. He's first, okay? So this is my prayer for you. I pray that love finds you, true love. I pray it finds you and it holds you tight. I pray that someone will love you enough to see you, when you are not well, to see you when you need true support, to see you when you need compassion, to see you when you need kindness. I pray that somebody loves you enough to sacrifice their life for you. I pray that type of love binds you so that you can understand why I don't want my husband to put his life on the line anymore wearing a bulletproof vest if he don't have to. And if that's not his desire, I love him enough that I want him to be safe and I want him to coach children the way he wants to. My husband has a nonprofit, right? And he wants to be able to build that even more so. And what I do know is a 9-to-5 or a steady job takes away time for creativity, takes away time that you want to pour into your real true purpose. And if God blesses someone to be able to pull out of that 9-to-5 and pour everything into their purpose, their passion, ooh, my goodness, why would we dishonor God if he blesses us with the ability and the way to be able to do so? Ooh, honey, I'm excited about that. Ooh, I pray that somebody finds you, love finds you, that excites you the way I am excited about my husband being able to grow his business, being able to pour into children, continue to coach these kids, do other things he's dreamt about. Ooh, honey, I pray this type of excitement and love finds you and anybody else who seems to not understand this. I pray that type of love finds you, sacrifice, compassion, like I really do. I really, really do. Okay? With that being said, I thank all of y'all for messaging me and telling me about it. And I want you, whoever is watching, who understands the type of love, let us all pray for people like Miss Wendy and others who have either been so hurt or never found a genuine love that fills their heart with so much compassion and joy. Let us all pray that they find that and that it finds them. Yes, very good. Now,
the fact that she said, I pray love finds you, and I pray that somebody finds you and loves you and they really see you, that was the read heard around the world. Because the message that Wendy was putting out to Miss Tabitha Brown and her husband was one of negativity based on the hurt that she had experienced in her own marriage. And that was the read heard around the world. And if you don't know who Tabitha Brown is, you must absolutely go to her Instagram page. That video clip has been looked at over 1.8 million times or 1.3 million times, something like that. But over a million people have looked at that video, have liked that video, and it has resonated. And the first time I heard it, I was like, woo, that one phrase, I pray love finds you. And she did it with a smile on her face. And you can hear it in her voice, in her spirit, the love, respect, and reverence that she has for her husband and their relationship. And people don't understand that a marriage is a true partnership. And it's too often that we as women are so concerned about the wedding that we forget that there's a marriage attached to that. We're worried about the dresses and the drinks and the music and the colors and all that other accoutrement that goes with having a wedding, and we're forgetting what that actual marriage is about and a true partnership. And it actually really and truly starts before the marriage and in your relationship and keeping everybody else out of it. So Miss Williams' marriage didn't work for her. But everybody's marriage is different. And I know this for a fact. I've heard this for years. And no, I'm not married. But everybody's marriage is different. And those people within that marriage need to do what works best for them and everybody else mind their business. Everyone else mind their business. So I applaud Miss Tabitha Brown. And I'm just going to go ahead and say this because I love Black Girl Magic. And no, I'm not getting any money for this. But she has partnered with McCormick Spices. And I know here in Maryland, McCormick has a huge headquarters here in Maryland where they make all of the spices. I had a friend that worked there for years. And she's going to be coming out this week, I think, is Thursday, I believe, July 8th, with a sunshine spice. And my brothers and sisters, we need to make this fly off the shelf so that McCormick will partner with other black influencers, black chefs, because my relatives have been listening to Tabitha Brown for her vegan recipes. I'm not a vegan, but I've been following her for her hair products and the natural hair products that as we get older, our hair thins and, you know, you're wearing protective styles and it's taking away our edges. So that's where I follow her. She's now on Sunday night. She's now on The Shy. She's been on a couple of other television shows. So again, I love her spirit. And I just love the way in which she read Miss Williams without using a curse word. And it was all coming from a place of love. And one day, Sassy's going to get to that level of being able to say, oh, I understand why they said something like that, because it's coming from a place of hurt. And this is how I'm going to speak to that hurt. I'm going to pour love into them. I'm going to tell them how I wish that they could have something like this. And I pray that something like this happens for them. I'm going to get to that level. But until then, we have the Tabitha Browns of the world, which, again, it was the read heard around the world. I don't think Miss Wendy has given a response as yet, but, you know, I guess that's to be continued. So listen, that is it for this edition of Situations with Sassy. Remember to follow Sassy Scribe on Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, Twitter.
WhatsApp, and a friend of mine reminded me that I have a Tumblr account, but I haven't really populated it yet. Follow me on Facebook. Go to the Situations with Sassy, Situations with Sassy Scribe page. Follow my content there, as well as a group that I'm in. It's called Bad Dates and Other Stories. Come on over and share all of your bad dates and the other stories that you have, because we all have them. So why not share them with the world so we can all get a laugh and just fellowship around that. So I will see you in a week. Until then, remember to live every moment, laugh every day, and love beyond words. And I'll see you in a week. Peace.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bashani Radio, see our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.